Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Today we're going to be talking all about confidence.
Specifically for the fellas.
Yeah, for the guys out there,
Looking to really, up their game.
Exactly. And to help us do that, we're diving into this book called Confidence
By Celeste Hirschman.
and Danielle Harrell.
Yeah.
And this is not your typical self-help book.
No, not at all. It's faux.
It's got a lot of really interesting insights.
Yeah, this is a practical guide.
Specifically for men
Yeah.
who want to build stronger connections with women.
Exactly.
So,
That's the focus.
what really jumped out at you when you first cracked open this book? What was the big idea that kind of grabbed you?
Well, I think one of the most interesting things about this book is that it breaks down confidence into nine learnable qualities.
Okay.
They call these the nine qualities of an extraordinary lover.
Nine qualities.
Oh.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Let's unpack this.
Yeah, let's do it.
What's the first one we should be thinking about?
So the first one, and this is probably the most fundamental one, is presence.
Okay.
And this is about being fully present in the moment.
Okay.
Really connected to yourself, connected to your desires.
Getting out of your head.
Exactly. Ditch that overthinking.
Yeah.
And really, tune into your body, tune into your senses.
I can definitely relate to that. When I'm up in my head worrying about what to say next or how I'm coming across, it's like game over for confidence.
Yeah, you're totally right. And it's interesting because the book actually offers some really practical ways to cultivate presence.
Like what?
Well, they talk about mindful breathing exercises,
Okay, sure.
and they even apply this to your sex life
Oh, really?
with what they call the sexual embodiment breath.
Sexual embodiment breath. Okay, you've got my attention.
Yeah, so this is a technique for breathing deeply into the areas where you feel desire most strongly.
Okay.
And this really helps you get out of your head and connect with your body.
Interesting. So that's presence. What's next on this confidence checklist? What's the next quality?
All right, so next up we have acceptance.
Acceptance.
And this
Yeah.
isn't just about accepting yourself, although that's a huge part of it.
Right.
It's also about accepting others.
With all their flaws and.
Flaws, and all, exactly. And the authors actually make a really good point about how perfectionism can really be the enemy of healthy relationships.
I can see that.
Yeah.
If you're holding yourself and everyone else to some impossible standard, you're just setting yourself up for disappointment.
Exactly. And the book also talks about the importance of accepting and expressing your emotions.
Okay.
And they actually give you a really helpful list of common emotions and their opposites
Oh, that's
to
cool.
kind of help you broaden your emotional vocabulary.
So it's not just about feeling the emotions, but being able to name them and talk about them.
Exactly. It's about being emotionally intelligent,
Yeah.
both with yourself and with the women you're dating.
Makes sense. All right, so we've got presence, we've got acceptance.
Yeah.
What's number three on this list of extraordinary lover qualities?
Right. Number three is self-assurance.
Self-assurance.
And this is about that inner confidence that really radiates outward. It's
Okay.
not about, faking it till you make it.
Right.
It's about genuinely feeling good about who you are.
So it's more than just like standing up straight and making eye contact.
Yeah, way more. It's about embodying that sense of self-worth.
Okay.
And the authors actually have this interesting exercise they call embodied self-assurance reprogramming.
Okay.
And this uses memories of peak experiences.
Oh, like times when you felt really confident.
Exactly, times when you felt super confident and you kind of tap into those positive
To
memories.
rewire your brain for confidence.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
And it can be surprisingly effective.
I like it. So we've got presence, we've got acceptance, we've got self-assurance. What's the next building block in this confidence foundation?
The next one is generosity.
Generosity.
Yeah. And this isn't about, grand gestures or buying her expensive gifts or anything like that. It's about giving wholeheartedly without expecting anything in return.
I like that true generosity comes from a place of abundance, not obligation.
Exactly. And it's also important to know your boundaries.
For sure.
Being generous doesn't mean being a pushover.
Right.
You can be giving while still respecting your own needs and limits.
That's a really important point. I think resentment can build up if you're constantly giving beyond your comfort zone.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so we are halfway through the nine qualities. We've got presence, acceptance, self-assurance, generosity. What comes next?
Next up is passion.
Passion. Okay.
And this is about embracing your desires and expressing them authentically.
Okay.
It's about, owning your fantasies.
So we're not talking about playing it cool and pretending you don't care.
No, not at all. In fact, the book actually encourages men to be more open about their desires.
Interesting.
And they even discuss the role of pornography in a healthy sex life.
Now, that's something you don't hear talked about very often.
Yeah, right.
In a book like this.
But they offer some really insightful perspectives on how to use it constructively and avoid falling into any unhealthy habits.
So it's about using it as a tool.
Exactly.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got presence acceptance, self-assurance, generosity, and passion. Five down, four to go. What's the sixth quality on this list?
Number six is empathy.
Empathy. That seems a little bit surprising. I thought this book was all about building male confidence.
It is, but the authors are really clear that true confidence isn't about ego or dominance.
Okay.
It's about connection.
Got it.
And empathy is the key to understanding and responding to a woman's needs and desires.
So it's about tuning into her feelings, not just your own.
Exactly. And they actually call it embodied empathy.
Embodied empathy.
Which means actually feeling her emotions and sensations in your own body.
Whoa. That's next level empathy.
It is.
But how do you even practically cultivate that kind of connection?
Well, the book offers a really helpful framework for becoming a better listener, avoiding defensiveness, and really understanding what's going on beneath the surface.
Okay.
It's about paying attention to her words, her body language, and her unspoken needs.
This is starting to sound less like a dating guide and more like a master class in communication.
It is. And good communication is really at the heart of any healthy relationship.
So true. Okay, we've covered presence acceptance, self-assurance, generosity, passion, and now empathy. We're on a roll. What's the seventh quality on our list?
All right, next up is curiosity.
Curiosity. Now, that's an interesting one. I can't wait to hear how that ties into confidence.
Yeah, so curiosity is all about approaching your interactions with a sense of openness and a desire to learn more.
Yeah.
Both about the woman you're with and about your own desires.
I'm sensing a theme here. It seems like all of these qualities are interconnected.
You're absolutely right.
Like pieces of a puzzle.
Yeah, and curiosity encourages you to ask questions, be playful, and step outside your comfort zone.
It's like that saying, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know.
Exactly. And that humility can actually be really attractive.
Oh, yeah.
It shows that you're open to learning and growing.
For sure. All right, so we're down to the final two qualities. What's number eight?
Number eight is spontaneity.
Ooh, I like where this is going. Spontaneity is definitely a good thing.
Yeah.
Especially in dating.
Absolutely. It's about embracing the unexpected, being flexible, and not getting too attached to outcomes.
That's so important because things rarely go exactly according to plan, especially in dating.
Right. And spontaneity keeps things fresh and exciting.
For sure. All right. We've made it to the ninth and final quality. Drum roll, please.
Sensuality.
Sensuality. I knew this book wouldn't disappoint. All right, let's dive in. What do we need to know about sensuality?
So sensuality is all about engaging all of your senses.
Oh, okay.
And appreciating the pleasure that comes from physical touch, taste, smell, sight, and sound. It's about cultivating a more sensual approach to life in general, and that definitely carries over into the bedroom.
I bet they have some great tips on foreplay and how to really please a woman.
Oh, they do. They go into detail about different techniques, emphasizing the importance of slowing down, exploring her erogenous zones, and paying attention to her nonverbal cues.
This is starting to sound like a deep dive into pleasure itself.
It is. And they emphasize the importance of understanding women's unique needs and desires.
Okay, we made it through all nine qualities.
Yes.
There's a lot to take in. Before we move on, can we just do a quick recap? What were those nine qualities again?
Absolutely. So we have presence acceptance, self-assurance, generosity, passion, empathy, curiosity, spontaneity, and sensuality.
Wow, that's quite a list.
It is, but they all work together to create a truly confident and attractive man.
So if these nine qualities are the foundation for being an extraordinary lover, how do they translate into real-life dating scenarios?
That's a great question, and that's what we're going to dig into next.
Stay with us. Okay, so we've got these nine qualities, like the foundation, right? The building blocks.
Yeah, the framework.
But how does confidence take this beyond just, you know, individual traits and actually help men, you know, understand women and connect with them better?
Well, one of the things that I really appreciate about this book is that it acknowledges, you know, how differently men and women are often socialized.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to sex and relationships.
It's like we're coming from different planets sometimes.
So totally. And Hirschman and Harrell actually dedicate a good chunk of the book to unpacking, you know, how societal conditioning shapes women's views.
Yeah.
which I think is super important for men to grasp.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we all carry around those like unspoken messages that we absorbed growing up,
Yeah.
right? Like whether we realize it or not.
Absolutely. And they give some really vivid examples.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, like that they talk about those Just Say No campaigns from back in the 80s and 90s.
Totally. Remember those? It's like looking back, it feels like the message was all about like avoiding the negative consequences of sex instead of, embracing the positive side.
And that often created a lot of fear and guilt around sex,
Especially for young girls.
especially for young girls. Yeah. And this kind of ties into another point they make about the good girl complex, where women are raised to be accommodating and put everyone else's needs first and not really own their desires.
So knowing all of this, like, what's the takeaway for our listener? How can a guy use this knowledge to actually build better connections?
I think it boils down to approaching women with more sensitivity and understanding, realizing that she might be carrying around these unspoken anxieties and insecurities that have nothing to do with him, but are just, part of her background.
So like reading between the lines a little bit, paying attention to not just what she says, but what she might be holding back.
And this leads into another really important point the book makes about women's desire for emotional connection during sex. It's not just a physical act, it's about feeling seen, desired, and emotionally engaged.
And this is where I think things can get a little tricky for some guys, right? We're talking about the target audience of this book, men 18 to 40, performance anxiety, worrying about lasting long enough, all that stuff can really get in the way.
You're right. Those are common concerns. And what I like is that Hirschman and Harrell address them head on, and they encourage men to shift their focus away from just intercourse and explore other forms of intimacy and pleasure.
So it's not about living up to some like unrealistic standard of performance.
No, it's about connecting with your partner on a deeper level,
Got it.
both physically and emotionally.
Yeah.
And they have some great exercises in the book to help men become more attuned to their own bodies and to their partner's responses.
I remember when I first like r learned about the importance of really good foreplay and how to focus on a woman's pleasure, and it was like a whole new world opened up.
Totally. And the book gets into the specifics of different techniques, how to slow things down, explore different erogenous zones.
And pay attention to her cues.
Now, speaking of different approaches to intimacy, they have this really fascinating concept in the book called seduction movies. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it's such a cool idea. Basically, seduction movies are like these archetypes or frameworks for understanding how different women like to be seduced.
Okay, I'm all ears. This sounds like it could take some of the mystery and the guesswork out of dating.
And they break it down into three main types of seduction movies: romantic, passionate, and dominant.
All right, lay it on me. What are the differences?
So the romantic movie is all about creating a sense of enchantment and chivalry, building a deep emotional connection.
Think candlelit dinners, thoughtful gifts, expressing your feelings openly, that kind of thing.
It's about making her feel cherished and adored, like she's being swept off her feet.
I can see how that would appeal to some women. What about passionate? What's that all about? Passionate is all about raw, unbridled desire. Think stolen kisses, spontaneous displays of affection, that kind of intense, fiery energy.
So less about the slow buildup and more about that instant spark.
It's about making her feel wanted and desired in that really primal way. Now, the dominant movie is where things get a little more interesting.
Intense.
I'm intrigued.
Tell me more.
Dominant is about taking charge, setting boundaries, and creating a dynamic of power play.
So this is where we get into the realm of like role playing and exploring those power dynamics in a relationship.
But it's super important to emphasize that this should always be consensual and involve clear communication and boundaries.
Absolutely. Safety and respect are paramount.
100%. And the book does a good job of, providing guidelines for navigating this type of intimacy responsibly.
So how does a guy figure out which seduction movie resonates with a woman he's interested in? Is it just trial and error?
It's about paying attention to her cues, asking questions, and being responsive. Not every woman fits neatly into one category, of course.
So it's not about like forcing any particular approach, but more about adapting to her unique desires.
And remember, these seduction movies are just frameworks. The real magic comes when you combine them with those nine qualities we talked about earlier: presence, acceptance, self-assurance, and all the rest.
this is all starting to click now.
Yeah.
It's like those 9 qualities are the ingredients.
Yes.
And the seduction movies are the recipes.
I love that.
You can mix and match them.
Yeah.
To create something truly delicious.
Exactly. It's about finding the right recipe for the woman you're with.
But even with the best recipe, sometimes things don't go as planned right. What about when things get awkward or you encounter resistance? How does the book advise navigating those inevitable challenges?
That's a great question, and that's one we're going to tackle head-on in the final part of our deep dive.
Okay, so we've talked about the 9 qualities, those seduction movies, but, you know, even when you're feeling confident and you have a good understanding of what women want, things don't always go smoothly.
Oh, for sure. There are always going to be bumps in the road, especially when it comes to, you know, dating and relationships.
So what are some of the most common challenges guys run into?
Mm-hmm.
And how does confidence help them navigate those?
Well, one of the biggest hurdles for a lot of men is just that fear of rejection.
Oh, yeah.
It can be paralyzing.
Totally. You see a woman you're attracted to, but then that fear of getting shot down just keeps you from even approaching her.
Right.
Oh, tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think every guy has been there.
Yeah.
It can be brutal.
It can be. But Hirschman and Harrell offer a really helpful reframing of rejection.
Okay.
They encourage you to see it not as a personal failure, but as an opportunity for growth.
Okay, that's interesting. So how do you actually shift your mindset from, like, fear to opportunity?
I think the key is to separate your desire from the outcome.
Okay.
True success isn't about getting a yes every time.
Right.
It's about having the courage to express your desires authentically.
Regardless of the response.
Exactly.
Damn.
It's about being true to yourself and going after what you want. And even if you do get rejected,
mm-hmm.
the book encourages you to allow yourself to feel those emotions, process them, and then move on.
Easier said than done sometimes, but yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
It's like that saying, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Exactly. Now, another challenge the book addresses is, you know, navigating physical intimacy, especially for guys who experience performance anxiety or other sexual challenges.
Yeah, that's something that can be really tough to talk about, even with your closest friends.
I know.
There's so much shame and secrecy around it.
There is, but the book approaches it with so much compassion and understanding.
Okay.
Dave. Emphasize that, you know, these challenges are actually really common.
Right.
Often treatable, and there's no shame in seeking help if you need it.
That's a good message. It's not about pretending everything is perfect, but being open and honest with your partner.
Exactly. And they encourage, you know, exploring alternative forms of intimacy, focusing on pleasure over performance, and just communicating openly with your partner.
Communication seems to be a recurring theme here.
It is.
It's really the foundation for any healthy relationship.
It really is. And the book does a great job of highlighting, you know, specific communication skills that can help you build stronger connections.
So we've talked about rejection, performance, anxiety, communication.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other common stumbling blocks that confidence addresses?
Yeah, another one they talk about is maintaining passion in long-term relationships.
Oh, the dreaded relationship rut.
Yeah.
It happens to the best of us.
It does.
That initial spark can kind of fade over time.
It can, but the book gives some great tips for keeping the flame alive.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Things like continuing to date your partner, trying new things together, making time for intimacy.
It's like anything else worthwhile.
Right.
Relationships take effort.
They do, but it doesn't have to feel like work.
Right.
They encourage you to approach your relationship with a sense of playfulness and curiosity and just have fun with it.
That's a great reminder. It's so easy to get caught up in, like, the day-to-day and forget to prioritize those fun connecting moments. Well, this has been such an insightful deep dive into confidence that I feel like we've covered so much ground, from those 9 key qualities to the practicalities of, you know, dating and relationships.
It's been a pleasure unpacking all of this with you.
So before we wrap up, what's, like, one key takeaway you hope our listener walks away with from this book?
I think the biggest takeaway is that confidence isn't something you're either born with or not.
Yeah.
It's a set of skills that you can develop and strengthen through practice and self-awareness.
And that's really empowering.
It is.
Because it means that any guy, no matter where he's starting from, can become more confident and build the kind of relationships you want.
Exactly. And confidence gives you the tools and the roadmap to do just that.
Well, on that note, I want to thank you so much for joining me on this deep dive into confidence by Celeste Hirschman and Danielle Harrell.
My pleasure.
And to our listeners out there, we encourage you to check out the book for yourself. There's so much more in there than we could cover in a single deep dive. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deep.